This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mosquitoes, it's a lot easier for us when we're on the campground to do a pre-recorded show. We can still interact with people that are at the campground, that sort of thing, and we had a lot of fun. In fact, if you didn't go to ForkFest, we'll tell you more about that later on in the show tonight. You can learn about how you can attend ForkFest 2021 so you don't miss that, presuming there's anything at all else to do in that year, which is one of the topics we covered last night on the show, how so many events have been canceled here in 2020, and we got into Burning Man. And in fact, the reason why we're talking about all that right now is because, well, we just finished doing that show, you and I, Nobody. It's actually Thursday.
It's true.
As we're recording this, because we're recording this episode of the show, and what makes it unusual is that we're doing the recording from our Keene, New Hampshire studios. So this is something that in all of the years of Free Talk Live, we have never done a full recorded show, I don't think, from these studios. There have been...
Really? Normally you would just have different hosts on Friday,
yes,
if you were out of town? Okay.
Yeah, and except in this case, Aria is going to be working. Mm. She's always working, basically, Friday night. She works at a pizza place.
And most of the hosts are going.
And most of the hosts, yeah. Captain Kickass, who also can, you know, host the show in the first seat, he wants to go to the show. So what we're doing here, what we are going to be doing live while you're listening to this show live on Friday night, is we're going to a Jim Brewer comedy show. Jim Brewer, now, you aren't that familiar with this guy, Nobody, and I honestly am not that familiar with his comedy either, but I do remember him from years ago. He was in a movie called Half-Baked, and it was a...
Oh, like okay. I remember hearing about that. I didn't smoke weed at
right.
the time,
so you
didn't go see it.
It wasn't part of your culture at that time. I was a teenager at that time, and I certainly had smoked weed at that time in my life. And, you know, I only saw the movie once. I went to see it in the theaters, and he was one of the, I would say, main three characters in the film. And he sort of always has this stoner look to him. If you pull up Jim Brewer, it's spelled B-R-E-U-E-R. So there's a couple of E's in there that may not be where you think they are. B-R-E-U-E-R. Anyway, he kind of always looks stoned. And that's I don't know if that's his character or what.
Oh, he's definitely stoned.
He's denied it, though. I've heard in interviews before that he's a stoner, but I don't know if I believe him. But anyway, this guy is coming to this area. He's coming here to Swansea, which is the town south of Keene. We're in Keene, New Hampshire. That's where we do this show. And Jim Brewer is putting on a performance tonight. And normally, Nobody, I don't feel like shows are that important to me, so if a band comes to the area and I don't happen to have the night off, I'm usually not going to take my night off just to go see a band play.
Sure.
It's like, oh, whatever, it's just another band. I mean, unless I really am a huge fanatic, I really can't think back to too many times when I've actually said, oh, I should take my night off from work. Now, there have been some things I've done, you know, like activism-related things where I felt like they were important enough, but in those cases, I had somebody fill in for me. But in this case, we don't have enough people to do the fill-in, so we figured we'd go ahead and record the show. And the reason why I thought this comedy show was important enough to take the night off of work from was because of what I heard from Jim Brewer prior to this show happening. So let me just, you know, set the stage, and then we'll get into the
news.
Do
we need to give a spoiler alert here?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So we'll get into the news here in a little bit. You've got some story about a politician threatening people in an open hearing or something like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. But just to kind of explain, like, why is this comedy show? Ian, you don't even know who this, you know, you've never seen his comedy shows. I saw him in a movie once. I've never seen a stand-up act from the guy. So I'm not that intimately familiar with him or his character or, you know, whatever it is that he does. But I'd heard he was coming to the area, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I heard he was coming to one of these drive-in shows. And we had talked about some of these drive-in concepts on the air over the last few months, that this is the new normal. This is the way it is now. If you want to go to a concert, it's a drive-in concert. And
see, they need to finish defining the new normal because I don't know what to do for the new abnormal without knowing what the new normal is.
Yeah, well, the new normal's lame.
It is.
It's pretty weak. And on its face, these drive-in shows sound pretty lame. Like, if you go to the website where they're selling the tickets for this event, it sounds so sanitized. It sounds so awful. I would not have wanted to go to this show. Because when I found that he was coming to the area, I went and I looked at this website, drive-in-live.com is their site. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this sounds so stupid. There's all the social distancing. They give you two parking spaces, one space for your car, one space for you to, like, set up a camp chair or whatever to hang out with your friends who you bring up. You're not supposed to socialize and move around and go visit people, and there's all these rules that are associated. You can't do X, Y, and Z, and it's like, well, that doesn't sound like much fun. That doesn't sound like something worth going to at all. I certainly wouldn't want to pay for a ticket to go to this thing. But then I heard Jim Brewer on the local radio. Now, I didn't hear the interview directly because I wasn't listening to the morning show that he was interviewed on, but I know the host of this morning show. He and I kind of have a history going back. He actually, a long time ago, was screwed by the government, the host of this morning show. Parker Springfield is his name here in the area. And he got screwed over in family court, as tends to happen to guys in family court.
Yeah, it never goes well.
And so that's around the time when we happened to make acquaintances. And we've had a pretty friendly kind of business relationship here in town since then. And he let me know that he'd had this amazing interview with Jim Brewer, and he sent me a copy of this interview telling me that he was told he had to take this interview down from the station website. So he played the full thing on the air. It was like a 12-minute long or 11 or 12-minute long interview with Jim Brewer. And in this interview, Brewer goes off on the new normal, so-called new normal. In fact, that's apparently what he's labeled his comedy tour. So he's calling it the new normal. It's got a picture of a mask, right? So on its face, it may, you know, you may not realize what this is going to be, right? Like, you may think he's going to make jokes about the new normal, but you don't necessarily know which ones. Well, he says he is going to unload on this, that he's ready to come out and do this because this is going to be his second show that he has done since February. He hasn't had any shows. This is a brand new tour that he's launching. And, you know, maybe we should play the actual interview here on the air because I do have a copy of said interview that was banned from the radio. Banned from the radio station that aired the thing. You know, whenever something gets banned, it increases my interest. You know, if you've got something, whether it's a banned book or a banned drug or whatever, I'm interested now. And
which doesn't always go well.
No, it doesn't.
You know, I read that was the theory under which I read Justine by the Marquis de Sade.
Not worth it, huh?
No, absolutely not. He should not have gone to jail for that just because it wasn't worth it. It was silly.
Well, in this case, and we don't know how good the show is going to actually be, but the interview that he did with the radio personality was pretty good. And so the rest of the story on this interview, though, is that not only was the radio host told to take it off the station website, but he had also uploaded it to his personal YouTube channel, and they came after him for that, too. They told him, you have to take it down from your own personal YouTube channel. And, of course, the justification for this was that they were saying, you know, it's not your interview. yeah, you did the interview. Yeah, you spent the time creating it, but it's not your interview. It's our interview because you did it on our time. We were paying you. You did it on our equipment, so you're taking it down. But it was leaked out, and so maybe we'll play for you this, and it's not too long. I took some of the segments out of it that were more of him talking about his time on Saturday Night Live and things like that. It wasn't quite as relevant to what we're discussing here. So we'll share some of that coming up with you, plus the politician openly threatening his constituents in a hearing. Nobody's got that story. That's on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. Episode of this radio program that is a bit of an experimental episode tonight. What we're doing is we're doing something we've done before, but not in this way. So at the Porcupine Freedom Festival at Forkfest this year over the summertime, we spent 2 weeks where we pre-recorded the show. And that's because we were on a campground and there's no meaningful internet connection and we don't want to be sitting there at 7 o'clock at night swarmed by mosquitoes. It's a lot easier for us when we're on the campground to do a pre-recorded show. We can still interact with people that are at the campground, that sort of thing. And we had a lot of fun. In fact, if you didn't go to ForkFest, we'll tell you more about that later on in the show tonight. You can learn about how you can attend ForkFest 2021 so you don't miss that. Presuming there's anything at all else to do in that year, which is one of the topics we covered last night on the show, how so many events have been canceled here in 2020 and we got into Burning Man. And in fact, the reason why we're talking about all that right now is because, well, we just finished doing that show, you and I, Nobody. It's actually Thursday.
It's true.
As we're recording this, because we're recording this episode of the show. And what makes it unusual is that we're doing the recording from our Keene, New Hampshire studios. So this is something that in all of the...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It is Free Talk Live, the Friday episode here that we are recording. Honestly, we're not going to be able to take your phone calls unless you're actually watching us record it live, which we're doing on DLive and Twitch on Thursday night as we're doing this. But we're talking about why we're doing the show in this way tonight and why I was motivated to take a night off for my show. Normally, it's important to me to be here and to have someone here doing a live show, because it's called Free Talk Live, right? Like, we say the show's live, and so it should be live as often as it possibly can be. In this case, this event seems so important to me because, well, besides ForkFest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which we did a couple of months ago here in New Hampshire, there really isn't much else to do.
Right.
There's really not where, you know, anywhere else you can go to be entertained. If you want to go to the movies, they make you put a mask on. I'm not willing to do that, so I don't get to go to the movies.
Right, anymore. Right.
And, you know, there's really not much else out there. There's not much in the way of live musical performances. The last one that I saw was Captain Kickass and Aria's band at ForkFest, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
And the video of that, by the way, is up right now over at freekeen.com. But this is, not only is it something to do, but it's something to do that may actually have some meaning to it, as far as Jim Brewer, the comedian, is expected to just go off on the new normal. Now, I've heard it's not his whole show, like he's got other things to talk about, surely, but it's expected to be pretty good. And I'm going to play the interview here with Jim Brewer in just a moment. This is the band interview that was pulled down from the internet, and technically we're not supposed to have it. But it was played on the radio, so in theory, anybody could have listened and downloaded and recorded that off the air. So before we get into that, and then we'll get into this politician threatening people openly, the story you've been holding on to since last night, nobody. We'll get into that on the way. But I do want to tell you about Bitcoin.com, and that's where you can go right now, or if you're driving, don't go now, go later to Bitcoin.com and learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. It's definitely not too late for you to get involved in this, and you really should take the time to just get the basics down. You don't have to learn about the programming behind Bitcoin. I've never taken the time to do that. I'm not a programmer. I don't want to learn that side of things. In the same way that I don't know how to, I don't need to know how an electricity lineman's job works. Right? Like, I don't need to know these things in order to use electricity. I don't need to know all the details of how the water processing plant processes water so it can make it to my house. I just need to know that when I turn the tap on, it's going to be there. Same thing's true of Bitcoin. You don't need to know all the inner workings of how Bitcoin works. You just need to know the basics. And that's one of the things that they've got over there at Bitcoin.com. You can head there right now and go and check out the basics. Go to the Get Started section and learn it at Bitcoin.com. Or if you're not so new, you can go and you can watch their news or look at their news section over at news.bitcoin.com. Lots of good information there. So this is the section or the segment from the Jim Brewer interview. It's local radio personality Parker Springfield behind this. And I'm probably not even supposed to be giving his name out. But again, it was leaked out. And so I'm going to play it for you.
Finally, we get to have some comedy with Jim Brewer showing up at the Cheshire Fairgrounds. Drive-in-live.com for the tickets. Jim, how are you this morning, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Awesome. You know, we were on the phone earlier. We were kind of chatting before we started recording here, and you've never been to the Monadnock region. Have you been to New England at all?
Yeah, I've been to New England plenty of times.
Yeah.
Except for my wife and I just came back from Maine, so.
Nice.
I'm all about the woods and doing nothing.
Yeah.
The woods. I'm in. This should be a wild show because I haven't done stand-up probably since February.
Right.
This will be my second show. When it's freewheeling like that, those are the best kind. So who knows what's going to happen. That makes it more exciting for me.
Now, you've got a brand new comedy set. It's called The New Normal. As a comedian, are you like, wow, thank you for giving me so much material to work with?
I think I got plenty to work with.
Yeah.
I will clearly say, when it comes to the new normal, I'm 100% against that saying.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Entirety of the world, the whole mental status of how people think. And I'm going to do everything I can to beat the living snot. My job is always going upstream, and boy, I'm going to be going hardcore up the stream that night.
That's awesome.
I hope people are prepared.
No, I mean, that's a good pitch.
Mm-hmm.
That is that is an attractive sounding show to somebody like us, to people who care about freedom, who think this whole new normal thing is ridiculous and outrageous and tragic, depressing, sick, you know, and that these violent government goons are just ruling over so many people and they're being so obedient. To hear somebody in, you know, from Hollywood or whatever, to actually come out and take a strong stand like that against it, it's refreshing. And we did hear about, was it Van Morrison? There was recent headlines about Van Morrison, who has come out against the new normal. And so to have, you know, again, people in a position of some level of influence, people who have earned a lot of respect through the comedy and the movies and the music that they've created to come out and take a stand against this, because you know it's not popular.
It's surprisingly unpopular. Even the usual suspects who, you know, I would expect to stand up against.
Who has disappointed you? Who did you expect to make a stand?
Well, I can't say individuals because, but you know, there were, I expected to see Juggalos just being like, yeah.
Do we have Juggalos around here still? Is that still a thing?
I would imagine. Okay. I mean, this Juggalos have been a thing for a long time.
Yeah.
It may be less in fashion now than it was because, you know, it couldn't be much fun without Capuzzo.
Yeah, you couldn't miss them a decade ago. They were pretty obvious, but now I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, and of course, the other thing was, a decade ago, I was bringing, you know, scads of kids out on the common
for
events, and now I don't do that. So I may just not see them because I'm not where they are, but... but you know, I haven't seen anybody where I'm like, oh, good, a rebel, you know, very often, like, you know.
So it's refreshing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've gotten to the point where if I see you like out in public without a mask, I might be like, hey, thank you for showing your face.
Right. So this has attracted me for a couple of different reasons. One, I like what he's saying here. And it was refreshing to hear somebody make a stand like that. So I want to see his comedy set. I think it'll be probably hilarious. I think it'll be great. I mean, he's obviously a talented comedian. He talks about in later in the interview, he's had, you know, 30 years of experience at this. So this guy's, you know, he's a seasoned pro. He's on SNL. He's been in a bunch of movies. So I think he's gonna really let into this thing, and it's going to be a lot of fun just from that aspect of it. Secondly, I want to see how the crowd handles this, okay, because Karens aren't coming out.
Right. They are locked in the basement.
Right. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter what the different methods are that they're going to be putting in place, right? Oh, well, it's a drive-in thing, and you'll have these drive-in spots, and you have to stay where you are, and no alcohol, and all these rules, right? Like, there's all these Karen.
Oh, there's no alcohol?
That's what they claim, but they're not going to be searching.
Bring some alcohol.
Yeah, they're not going to be searching cars, right? I can't imagine that they're going to be doing, you know, flipping people's cars on the way in.
I suspect not, but never hurts to bring an extra bottle in case you need to buy off.
The gate guards. Let's talk more about it coming up here. You know, what is it going to be like? Because this is the first big event that I'll have a chance to have gone to since COVID. And so it'll be interesting to see what they do. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A California neighborhood is on edge after fireworks set off two massive explosions. The popping sounds sent people running and screaming as two homes in Ontario went up in flames. It's being reported a large amount of fireworks may have been stored illegally at one of them. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell expects Democrats to try to pass a massive infrastructure bill through the budget reconciliation process.
The only way I think they could pull that off would be through a reconciliation process. They have one more of those available to them, and my suspicion is they will try to jam everything they can into that bill.
During a Capitol briefing, McConnell predicting it will be a Trojan horse that's filled with tax increases. President Biden hitting the road on Tuesday, helping promote his massive stimulus/COVID-19 relief package he signed last week. This is USA Radio News. The FBI is releasing the findings of their investigation regarding a bomb exploding on Christmas Day in Nashville.
The FBI says the man who exploded a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day was suffering from paranoia and was heavily influenced by conspiracy theories. However, they don't believe that Anthony Quinn Warner was motivated by any social or political ideology. In a statement Monday, the FBI said that Warner had acted alone in building and detonating the explosive, and that he chose the location and timing of the bombing so that it would be impactful, but minimize the possibility of causing undue injuries. Dozens of businesses were damaged in the blast, but Warner was the only fatality. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The European Union's health authority says it is firmly convinced that the benefits of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine outweigh the risks, after a string of nations in the bloc temporarily halted use of the shot over blood clot concerns. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
$37,000 Bitcoin. Welcome to it. It's here.
Next up, $40,000.
Yeah, it could be tonight, tomorrow morning, at this rate. With you in the studio here on Free Talk Live, it's Ian.
And Arya.
And if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, well, it's not too late.
It's never going to be too late.
I don't well, maybe someday it will be. I don't think it's too late yet. But then again, what do we know? We don't, it could crash to zero.
Well, we were right yesterday when we said that it wasn't finished yet.
No,
at the very least.
That's right.
So we have at least a 24-hour track record of being mostly correct.
I suspect it is nowhere near finished. And if you want to learn more, go to Bitcoin.com. You know, take 10 minutes out of your life. Because it may be the most important 10 minutes you spend, especially if you spend a few more minutes actually trying to figure out how to buy some Bitcoin. Of course, they can help you with that over at Bitcoin.com. They can also learn you about things. You can go there at Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can then watch various different videos, including a quick 2-3 minute intro. That's all you got to do. Spend 2 or 3 minutes on this thing. Get the basics down about what makes Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency very, very special, very different. Why is it so important? Why is it worth Bitcoin worth $37,000 per unit right now? Why has it gone up in just the last, what's it been?
It's funny. A week ago, I said to my coworkers at my job, I was like, so how about that $27,000 Bitcoin?
Right.
So a week later, I'm going to be coming in. So about that $37,000 Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's literally in 1 week, it's up 29, almost 30% in 1 week.
And this isn't, I mean, it's clear that there are legitimate forces driving this. This isn't just people who are experiencing the fear of missing out, and they're buying in because they, you know, oh, it's this great big pump and dump like we saw in 2017.
This one's much more drawn out. It's going much longer than the previous run up, and it seems to have a lot more behind it. I think that's what you're saying there. Yes. Go to Bitcoin.com, learn more about it. We've got more about Bitcoin coming up, so we'll get back into that. But I do want to bring Vincent back on the line. Vincent, are you still with us?
Yes.
All right. I've got Kirby here with us as well. Kirby in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. I'm sorry, that's my bad.
I'm going to tell you, I saw this stuff in D.C., and I've been sitting here consuming it all day like Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
And on one hand, I'm happy as I can be. And on the other hand, I'm a little bit disappointed. But the rest of the world is watching this. China sees it. Russia sees it. We look like Venezuela right now.
Now, hold on, Kirby. When you say you're a little bit disappointed, are you disappointed for the same reason that I am, and that is that the protesters actually weren't trying to really change, you know, they weren't trying to burn the place down, which would have really warmed my heart if they'd done that. They were
I
just,
wanted to see tar and feathers.
They were just trying to, like, put their guy... Their master, their preferred master, they want him to be the master. That's what this was about. What was disappointing to you about it?
Pretty much the same thing that made me happy, because it shows the true hypocrisy, racism, just greed of America. This is all being done by a very vocal, violent minority. The fact that they could do everything that they did and get a guy to the chamber floor is amazing. And it shows that America is not going to take a serious stand against a violent white mob unless it absolutely has to. Again, that's why I say China's watching. Russia's watching. We look like a third world banana republic. We look like Adolf Hitler had there been cameras and cell phones. I'm torn about it, but in the end, it is a great thing. I didn't want to see anybody hurt, and unlike you, Ian, I don't want to see things burn down physically, but
this
may be the because people are going to get hurt, and I would think you, the nonviolent guy who says violence is not the answer, would get that.
Hey, I don't believe in violence, but if somebody torches a government building, to me, they're doing us all a favor.
I want them to make sure the government building is empty first.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to make sure the government buildings are empty because they're so humongous, but, you know, get out of there. It's burning. You shouldn't stick around.
Well, I mean, somebody also set off an IED, I heard.
I heard that two packages were found, one outside of the Republican committee building there, and an unidentified package that was not confirmed as a bomb outside of the Democratic one. But I don't know if those are true, but none of them exploded from what I read.
Okay, so, but in the end, if those had been black, brown, red, yellow people, how many do you think that this would have been a slaughter? I think we all know that.
I can't disagree with you, but I want to believe you're wrong. I just don't think you are.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, we didn't see slaughters of the Black Lives Matter protests earlier this year. I mean, there weren't straight up.
They didn't storm the Capitol building.
Exactly. They did not storm a federal building full of politicians.
Well,
they did
maybe
set
they
up, they did set up an autonomous zone.
It was sedition.
So was the autonomous
zone. They should have been shot.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, you're not actually calling for those people being shot, are you?
No, but what I'm saying is that if the police and the Capitol officials had done what they were supposed to do, those people would have been shot.
Well, they may not have had enough guys.
I'm glad they weren't.
Arresting Congress and the Senate.
Hang on, Vincent. What was that you said, Vincent?
if they were doing what they're supposed to do, you know, the people wouldn't be protesting in the first place. They'd be arresting Congress and the Senate.
Yeah, well, that's not their real job. Their real job is to protect the state, not to protect the people. But the point is, you know, the numbers of people, of protesters, far outnumber the number of police. And the reality is, whenever you outnumber the police, you know, 3-1, 5-1, or 10-1, or whatever, this must have been more than 10-1. I mean, there were thousands and thousands of protesters out there. Those cops are going to stand down in most circumstances. I mean, the only ones that... Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I was just agreeing. Apparently, that's what they did. But, you know, like I said, this just shows the hypocrisy of America. It shows how far America has come, and it with its veneer. But America is still the same tin-pot dictatorship it was in 1777.
Yeah, and a few protesters storming the Capitol building for 30 minutes or an hour or however long it ended up being today. I mean, are they still there? Or I heard rumor that they were just orderly leaving the building when they were asked to leave at some point.
Well, I just looked at the news a few minutes ago. They got police out. They were throwing flashbangs. There were still people in the street, but I couldn't tell if they were the MAGA folks or...
Did the National Guard ever come onto the scene? Hey, Kirby, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for weighing in on this. Vincent, do you know, I heard a rumor that the government gang called in the National Guard. Did they ever show up?
The last I saw, there was some sort of SWAT team that, or at least, well, actually, I don't know. At this point, you know, police and military, at least, you know, the military's urban wear is, almost indistinguishable. But
I can confirm they did come out. They're wearing black vests instead of bulletproof vests, and they have the D.C. flag on them. That's the National Guard. The Pentagon initially declined the request for troops, but ultimately it seems they gave in and sent out some National Guard's people.
Is the Pentagon is the Pentagon in charge of the National Guard?
Presumably. I would imagine so.
What I saw was the Secretary of Defense discussed with Mike Pence. So first it was the mayor that wanted the National Guard, but the Department of Defense declined. And then Defense Secretary. So he discussed deploying the National Guard with Pence, McConnell, and Pelosi. They had issues with optics of how that'll look, having, you know, military in the nation's capital. No mention of Trump. So they considered it with Pence, McConnell, and Pelosi. It seems like they asked the Secretary of Defense to deploy the troops.
Yeah, can you stick with us for one more segment here, Vincent?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're with Vincent from Questioning Authority here at his D-Lab channel, is Shire Free Media, all one word. There's more coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here, our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight is Ian
and Aria
talking about what happened in the Washington, D.C. today, where thousands of protesters had gathered to support Donald Trump in a last-ditch effort to try to somehow turn around the results of the election. They were hoping, I guess, that Mike Pence was going to some kind of magic spell or whatever.
This has been the longest post-election garbage that I've seen, though, in quite a long time. And I hate Joe Biden only slightly less than I hate Trump, or slightly more than I hate Trump. But I am ready for Biden to take office just so that these Republicans shut the hell up.
Oh, I hope he never makes it. I hope that the whole thing falls apart. Yeah, I hope the whole thing falls apart. I mean, right now we've seen for the first time in generations, I mean, if ever. I mean, I think there was one point where wasn't D.C. set on fire at some point by, like, the French way back when or something?
By the Canadians.
Was it the Canadians? And I guess Vincent might know a thing or two. He's actually originally
from Canada. They burned down the White House.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, you know, back then,
before 1812, the British burned down the White House, occupied D.C., Congress convened in a hotel.
Yeah, so, but now, you know, this is the first time in our lifetimes, it's the first time since, you know, grandparents' lifetimes that we've seen Washington, D.C. security be overrun by protesters. It was a heck of a day today. Very, very interesting stuff. And, Vincent, you've been watching it closely. I appreciate you coming on here with us tonight. Your show starts at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. You're doing a DLive only show, correct? You're not on Twitch, just DLive?
Yes, yes.
And your channel there, dlive.tv/shirefreemedia, that's where people can check you out tonight. I imagine you're going to just be awash in footage tonight of this.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I've been collecting footage all day. It's going to be a show to remember.
Yeah, so definitely check him out there. So we were talking about the takeover of the Capitol building today. Now, interestingly, there were, what would you say, hundreds of people that went into this building? More than that?
Maybe about, there were, I mean, some were saying there was like tens of thousands of people. There were a lot of people. I only saw one stream because people would start to lose reception once they went into the chamber hall, so I didn't really see footage of that. But there were, I'd say as many, there was barely any elbow room, right? Like people would have to squish through. It was like a rave. They'd have to squish through a mass of people just to get out, even when the police were trying to herd people out.
Looking here at the CNBC report on this, there's Senator Jeff Merkley who tweeted a photograph of Electoral College ballots that were rescued from the Senate floor.
Rescued.
Yeah, he said if our capable floor staff hadn't grabbed them, they would have been burned by the mob.
Oh, how horrible would that have been?
Yeah, wouldn't that have been interesting if that had actually happened? You know, they're lucky that they didn't burn the place down. It's a shame that they were the mob, so-called mob, was as respectful as they were.
Was it true that one of Pelosi's staff left out of there in such a hurry that she left emails open and her computer unlocked?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What an idiot.
That video is very well circulated on Twitter. Oh, people were sitting on. Someone stole the chair, right? They, you know, they have a bunch of pictures of people sitting on Nancy Pelosi's chair. There's a video of a guy. I think the guy with like the Viking hat. He stole the chair, and it was a very bizarre collection of people. There were boomers, streamers, LARPers.
Well, now, here's an interesting thing about the guy with the Viking hat. You're talking about the guy with the paint on his face, right, and the like the fur coat?
Yes.
Yeah, so this guy apparently is an alleged Antifa.
Well, he was at a Black Lives Matter rally.
Oh, was he at a Black Lives Matter rally? Okay.
Yeah, somebody, from Arizona.
Okay, that was what it was. Somebody said that they took a picture of him, and they claimed that he's got, like, a pedophile logo tattooed on his chest, and that he was standing next to a guy with a communist logo tattooed on his hand, and there were rumors that Antifa was amongst the Trump supporters wearing backwards MAGA hats. Have you heard anything about that?
I didn't hear anything about the backwards MAGA hats. Like from the beginning, when people started to congregate around and people started to go in, people were, at least on the internet, a lot of people were tweeting that, oh, this isn't actual riot, you know, Republicans or Trump supporters. They respect the police too much. This is Antifa, and I thought that it was just a bunch of like cope. And, you know, and like some of the grifters were tweeting it out. So I figured, oh, well, they're upset that their followers are going to be spending for money on bail instead of donations. But honestly, I've seen a lot of very, and it would make sense, too, right? But, you know, finally, when a group of right wingers get a spine against the police, it's because Antifa tricks them into it. I've seen a lot of there's a lot of inconsistencies, right? Like, I even hesitate when you said overran the Capitol, because, you know, don't get me wrong, there were a lot of people there, and they outnumbered the police, but I saw clips of, like, the police, like, opening the gate, right? I've seen video of police opening the gate and letting in, you know, and like, ushering in, like, hundreds of Trump supporters. And some of the people who are saying that maybe not necessarily it was Antifa, but that it was this was some sort of tomfoolery are sort of making a good point, because one, it's derailed any sort of political machinations, right, to get Trump back in, because this is just being reported by Big League Politics. Congress will reconvene tonight and certify the election results. So it also gives Joe Biden his own Charlottesville, because from the beginning of Joe Biden's campaign, he's been for president, all the way back to the primary, he's been using Charlottesville as a motif. He's been using images. He featured Chris Cantwell in his first campaign ad and talking about this, you know, domestic terrorist, sort of like this pasty white right wing domestic terrorist. And then you have this event when, you know, he's president elect. And then he's going to take office, and then this is going to be his Charlottesville. He's going to use this to pass all sorts of red flag laws.
Oh, to crank up the security in D.C., hire more cops, that sort of thing?
No, the entire country, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to make America an even bigger police state, and I didn't even think that was possible.
Well, there's no better time than now to secede from the United States. I mean, this is it's an idea that's time has come.
I mean, it's clear that this experiment of taking 320 million different people and making them all follow the same leader, half of whom hate that leader, is not going to work. You can't please these two separate groups. Let them go their own ways.
Vincent, I want to say thanks for spending an hour with us here tonight talking about this. Definitely appreciate it, man.
Oh, certainly, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And check him out again tonight, starting just after Free Talk Live ends. Head over to DLive.tv/Shire Free Media and give Vincent a follow over there. He's got a good show that he does, and he does it three times a week. So thanks, dude.
Thank you.
We go to your calls, your thoughts here. Mallory is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mallory.
Hi. So I just wanted to continue talking a little more about the protests and everything, and I guess from the last caller, kind of bringing up in a little bit of a comparison in Black Lives Matter, which to me, I think a lot of people, by comparing it, are missing the bigger picture. And that's kind of like it was mentioned too before, it is almost a good thing that, you know, happened, but then
it's definitely a good
being
thing
overshadowed. I'm sorry.
I was just saying it's definitely a good thing. You're saying what's overshadowed?
So, you know, with Trump and MAGA and all that type of thing, and even the brand name, if you will, of Black Lives Matter and the brand name of MAGA, when people are missing the bigger picture that, you know, this is a, turmoil with our own government, and people are making it in a comparison with each other like, oh, well, look at Black Lives Matter. They didn't go and burn down the Capitol building. Okay, they didn't burn down the Capitol building, which technically is our building as U.S. citizens as well. So we have the right to go storm it and, in my opinion, go storm it and, you know, question the authority and the government. But Black Lives Matter did go and, you know, that group burnt down people's businesses and people's livelihoods. So, you know, to try and compare it is, to me, is kind of, you know, there's not much comparison.
Well,
there.
First of all, Black Lives Matter didn't burn down a business. Black Lives Matter is just an idea. There is a some sort of a legal structure, some corporation or whatever, but the people that burned down those businesses were protesters, and they all had, you know, their own reasons for it. I don't support whatever it was that their reasons were, because they're crazy. If you're mad at the government, go to the government buildings and torch those. If you're going to torch something, torch a government building. And that's where
the
Minneapolis protesters did torch a police station, and it was like, finally, the protesters finally went after the right target. But then they went and they torched like 40 other, you know, places, some of whom were black owned businesses. But Mallory, thanks for calling in tonight and sharing your thoughts. Definitely appreciate it. But at least these protesters in D.C. have the right target. Now, their idea wasn't right in that they were just wanting to get Trump to stay in office. So it's not like they're trying to, you know, overthrow the government or shut the government down in any meaningful sense. But it was an interesting thing.
First step toward that, though, with apparently a lot of them, you know, now anti-Blue Lives Matter.
And where does it go next?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.